Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Blessed New Year. We're a day early, but Margaret Philpott said that we could just say it's January 1st today when she came in. So we're going to call it Happy New Year already. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky, and we're just thankful to have all of you gathered here for kind of a more informal worship, but really an important worship because it really sets us with the right pace and mindset as we enter into 2024. I want to welcome everyone tuning in with us online as well. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. You know, one thing I've always learned as a pastor, I learn it more every year, that every year as I mature as a pastor, and that is I need to get out of the predicting business. Just not good at it. How many, were you like me? Did you think the Beavers were going to win? Did you predict that on Friday? Yeah, not so good. Predicting. Last week we had a hymn sing at, a couple weeks ago at Stony Brook. I was thinking everyone would want to sing Christmas carols, and there were quite a few people that didn't want to sing Christmas carols. They wanted to sing other songs at Stony Brook. And I've learned also not to count on the predictions of other people, like the weathermen. How many of you are counting on the weather prediction in 2 weeks? Probably not. What we can count on, however, is our God's commitment to us through His Son, Jesus Christ, and we can count on His love. And we're going to hear about that in our passage from Romans today. So what a great thing to just rest ourselves upon as we enter into 2024. God's commitment, His love to us. And that's a strong foundation as we enter into the year. Just a couple of announcements to share with you before we begin our service. First off, the newsletters for January are printed. I know they've gone out digitally. There are copies of the newsletter out in the narthex. We'd love for you to pick one up and kind of orient yourself with the activities that are coming here in the month of January. There's also Portals of Prayer. It's a devotion out in the narthex as well. Feel free to use that. Just a minute or two devotion each day that takes you all the way from January to March. Just a great way to start the year as well. I want to invite Diane Crocker to come forward. She has a really special announcement about one of the ministries that we have here at Peace, and that is our backpack ministry. So let's hear from Diane.
First of all, I was told I needed to come to the microphone so the online people could hear, and so this is different for me. Hello. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock is our backpack work party. We will be putting together 100 backpacks with warming items such as scarves, socks, hats, gloves, and then we've got a hygiene kit with soap and shampoo and washcloth and that sort of thing, and then we have some food that we're putting in with it. And when we have enough volunteers that show up, it takes 1 hour, and that is something you can predict, because the last three times I thought maybe we wouldn't finish and we were always done within the hour. So if you're available tomorrow at 1 o'clock, come on into the fellowship hall and we'll be putting together those backpacks. Today, right after church, the storage shed right by the bikes is packed full of our stuff. I've actually purchased items for this backpack and then the next backpack party. So there's a lot of things in there, and I need some help carrying it just from there to the fellowship hall. So if you're available, that'd be great. Even if you carried one box and carried it in and then went home, that'd be very, very helpful. Thank you. So today after church, thank you.
And I can vouch for that. It has been an hour. You're in and out. It's well organized, well prepared. Big thank you to Diane and her leadership for the backpack ministry. A couple details about our worship service today is, like I said, it is a little more informal, and you really get to participate quite a bit today because there's two sections of the service that are open for your selections, your thoughts on what you'd like to sing. Just a couple thoughts about that. Keep a hymnal handy close by. We really need the songs to be in the green hymnal, the other songbook, or the maroon hymnal. We need a song selection from one of those. And so we're pretty sure, you know, or Colleen's just so awesome. We think she can play anything. But there is the caveat, if you ask for Stairway to Heaven, we do have the ability to say, nope, we're not going to do Stairway to Heaven. There are some songs that we say no to. But if you do have a song that you would like us to play and sing. We're going to do that two times throughout the service, and about four or five songs each, and we're only going to do a verse or two of each hymn. So it's just a great way to participate in the worship service. Also, today is a communion Sunday. Great way to be strengthened heading into the new year. God's promises through Jesus that he is always with us. They're found right there in the gift of Holy Communion. At peace, we believe in the real presence of God in the sacrament. Two ways to receive communion today. One is by taking the communion package and simply communing at your seat at that moment in the service. Or if you'd like to come forward to the communion rail and receive the body and blood of Christ, just wait for the ushers to guide you forward at the appropriate time. I think that does it for our announcements. Next Sunday, we're back to our regular routine and schedule, which means choir at 8 o'clock. 9 o'clock is all-age Bible study, and then 10 o'clock is our worship next Sunday. One little note about that, we're going to be dedicating another banner at peace. You'll remember last month we dedicated this new one. This was just put together. Next Sunday we'll have a whole nother one that's new. It'll be up there and we'll have time in our worship service to dedicate it for our use here at Peace Lutheran. Okay, I think that does it for our announcements. Let us begin with a responsive hymn reading. We're going to sing this hymn as we close out our worship service. We share this together, men, women, leader, and then all together.